Hey, Diskers. It's Mr. Bojangles. I am at Lenexa Disc Golf Course in Lenexa, Kansas. It's at Sarcopar Trails Park. It is a very short 9-hole course. It's almost like a miniature disc golf set. I just went ahead and jumped over to number 3 rather than playing a number 1 because there was 2 guys in front of me playing on number 1. And they looked like they were going to take some time. So I just went ahead and jumped on number 3 so that I'm not like right on top of them. Anyway, today's Saturday. It is April 20th. For some of those people, it is considered 420, which is a holiday of sorts. I kind of like to think of it as the Stoner's St. Patrick's Day because it's kind of like a amateur hour for Stoners. Although I think that there is some good music shows going on, so maybe that's going to be a good thing. I just got a birdie on hole number 3. It's where you play from the steps of where I think there used to be a house or something. And then I pretty much put it right there. It was only like 147 feet. For those of you who play tennis in Lenexa, you'll be happy to know it looks like they're resurfacing the tennis courts here. They've taken down the fencing. And so I'd say they're going to be doing a lot of work there. So, anyway, I'm headed over the bridge to 4, 5, and 6, and I'll let you know how I do. I've obviously done a podcast here before, but today I just felt like chatting at you. So, all right, here we go, hole number 4. Hey, tweet, tweet, this is my second birdie in a row, so, yeah. Lenexa Disc Golf Course is definitely a feel-good course. You'll get lots of birdies if you come here and play. I've had a soccer game last night, which I haven't played outdoor soccer in like, 3 or 4 years or something like that. So I'm feeling a little beat up. So it's nice to have a shorter course. My hamstring is freaking killing me, but that's okay. It's okay. It's a beautiful day. There's not a cloud in the sky. It's probably, I don't know, 68, 70 degrees, something like that. Just really nice. And it's the day between Good Friday and Easter, if you are of the Christian persuasion. So happy Easter if you're listening to this. Of course, I'm probably not going to post it until, like, I don't know, May. Probably do it on May Day. Anyway, I'm kind of tired. I'm in this weird shape where I'm just like, I've only gotten like 10 hours of sleep, I think, in the past 2 nights combined. Been watching a lot of Game of Thrones. Had a few beers after I played soccer last night too, so at any rate, I'm up to hole number 5. It is 144 feet to the hole. There is some tree limbs down in case you want to bring your chainsaw and clean some of this up. I'm not in that inclination, but that's okay. So hopefully I can get another birdie out of this. All right, here we go. All right, kids, I've got another birdie. That's 3 in a row, so it's officially a gobble gobble turkey birdie, I guess. I don't know. I assume you can use bowling terms in disc golf. So I'm up to hole number 6. Hole number 6 is playing at the 165 foot mark. One thing I was thinking about, one of the challenges, I guess, for this course, and it's not much of a challenge, but you really can't go full power, even with your putters, on hardly anything here. So it's really more of a touch course. I'm not saying I've got much of touch, but it's just kind of something, I guess it's a good thing to work on for whenever you're playing the larger courses. You can, you know, this is basically, they should all really be par twos. I did see that somebody had got a hole in one on hole number 5 and had marked up the ring, the disc catcher ring at the top. And I'm kind of interested what you guys think about that. I've yet taken a Sharpie with me on a round, but I feel like I would be a little bit of the inclination to sign one. But I don't know. I don't mind a little bit of signage, graffiti, if you will, on my disc golf course. Some people are a little more purist, I suppose, but Not me. But you don't have to worry about it because I haven't signed one yet. So, hole number 6. I will go ahead and play it now. Here we go. All right. So I think I lost some of my audio. Probably not too bad. It'll be funny to figure out which audio I lost. So after holes 4, 3, 4, 5, and 6, I've birdied all of them. So take that, Lenexa Disc Golf Course. You can't handle Mr. Bojangles. All right, so you got to walk across the bridge to get to number 7. That's probably about the only confusing thing with this course, is knowing what to do after holes number 3 and number 6. Because it probably appears to a lot of folks that right after you play number 3, you would want to go to number 7 because the tee pad isn't too far from the hole from number 3. So, at any rate, hole number 7 is, it's like 7 and 8 are pretty much the longer holes. Let's see where they are. So, yeah, well, actually 7 is probably in the short position. It looks like 8 might be in the longer position. 7's just kind of right out in the middle of the field. There's a little bit of a breeze right in my face. There's a long-haired dachshund. There's a lot of people walking their dogs around here today, which is good for them. But you just don't see a lot of long-haired dachshunds. So that's kind of interesting. Okay, so I'm going to break out my truth for number 7. It's a little bit... It's not really that far. It's 164 feet. See if I can't ace this. I'll let you know how I do. You know, they say that the truth will set you free, but in my case, it didn't. I didn't throw it flat enough, and it hyzered pretty far from the hole. I mean, pretty holes are pretty far as a relative thing on this course. It was probably close to, I don't know, let's say 35, 40 feet from the basket, but I was able to make the more difficult putt, so I'm 5 for 5 on birdies. So there you go. I'm up to hole number 8. Hole number 8 is playing. Looks like 207 feet, which is not very far. The tee pads here are really not very long to get a very good approach. So, but usually I just do a standing still approach, or no approach, I guess. I just stand there. There's some other disc golf players. It was funny, I was walking past number 2 just a second ago, and I was like, God, I don't even remember playing that. The reason is because I haven't played that yet. I'm a genius. All right, hole number 8. This would be for my 6th birdie in a row. I hope that you are sitting there with your fingers crossed, anticipating what I'm going to say next. But if you're not, that's fine. I'm really tired. So tired. Anyway. Here we go. All right, so probably the most difficult thing about Sarco Par Lenexa Disc Golf Course at Sarco Par Park is the hill between number 8 and number 9. It's quite steep. I'm climbing it right now. Oh my gosh, it's so exhausting. All right, hole number 9 is playing in the short position, which with my weak-ass arm right now, I'm grateful for that par train in the background. That's not par, that's birdie train. But on this course, I feel like birdie is really par, so maybe it is appropriate. I don't know if you can actually hear that train in the background. He keeps blowing his horn. Anyway, hole number 9, this is kind of a pseudo tunnel shot. They've actually cleared it up pretty nicely. Thank you, City of Lenexa. Tip of the hat to you guys. All right, so how far is it? It's 141 feet to the hole. It is protected by 2 pine trees. There's a hill that goes up to where the pool is. And so this is kind of a difficult shot. I'm going to probably just go ahead and play my putter on it and then try to anhyzer it right in there. I was kind of hoping that maybe today would be the day I got a hole in one, but so far not so much. So I'm gonna play hole number 9, then I'm gonna play 1 and 2, and that'll wrap up my round. So we'll see if I can squeeze in another one. I'm probably not. But this was a nice little 9-hole stroll through the park, if you will. So, all right, here we go, hole number 9. And hopefully getting my 7th birdie in a row. Well, drat. Got my first par, if you will. I actually had a really nice drive, if you want to call it a drive. It came right in, but I actually threw it too far. Left myself with, I don't know, probably about a 20-foot putt. Should have made it. It hit the basket, hit the chains, and then bounced out. So needed to put just a little more oomph in it. So now I'm going to go ahead and play hole number 1 and hole number 2, and then I'll get out of your ears. Yeah. Hope things are going well for you. Things seem to be going pretty well for me. Thanks for asking. All right, here's number 1. All right, so I'm now up to hole number 2. I did par hole number 1. I threw it too far again. I'm just too ripped. That's all there is to it. Yeah, so I think I had about a 50-foot putt for birdie. I actually was closer to freaking, what do you call it, hole number 9 than I was to hole number 1. So, you know, it's not a long course. The guy that's playing on hole number 9 just hit the pole for hole number 1. So anyway, hole number 2, this is only 123 feet. So the real challenge on this one is not to overthrow it, which is what I've done the last 3 holes. Hopefully I can get a birdie out of this and figure some things out. So here I go, hole number 2. I think I've actually hit chains on this one and bounced out. So there's a chance on an ace. Here we go. All right, well, darn it. So I parred those last 3 holes on number 9, 1, and 2, which is a little discouraging because I was rolling off the birdies so nicely. So I think I ended up with 1 stroke above what my personal best was, which is basically 7 birdies and 2 pars. Just to kind of shake things out, I think I'm going to probably just go ahead and play 7 and 8 again since I'm already down here. And see if I can't get an ace, because that would make me happy. And then it's going to be time to hang out with the family and celebrate that great tradition of Easter. Yeah, it's a good time. It's spring. Rabbits are out, birds are chirping, dandelions are bountiful. So anyway, that was Lenexa Disc Golf Course. It is 4:20, so smoke them if you got them, and I will talk with you guys later. Don't forget to hit subscribe. Thanks for listening. Follow me on at Mr. Pool Jingles on Twitter, and I'll put all kinds of stupid shit on there. So keep banging the chains. Talk to you later, guys. I'm out. Hey guys, I almost forgot. So I might be a little bit sleep deprived and tired, and I might even be a little bit hungover, but I think there's probably at least a 0.0001% chance that the lead singer of the Pixies was sitting on the hill waiting to play around. I can't remember his name right off the top of my head, but wouldn't that be cool? Yeah, anyway. So probably wasn't him, but one of my favorite games is to walk up to people and ask them if they are a famous person, even if they just only have a passing resemblance to that said person. I think I once asked a guy if... Oh, I can't remember his name anyway. Anyway, yeah, the Pixies. I like them. I think they're fun. So I hope you like them too. If you don't, you should listen to them because they are... they're an older band, but they're fun. So anyway... Take care, guys. I hope you're having a relaxing time wherever you are. Peace out.
Oh, thank you.